Congress passed a tax law that included a really tough provision. This was back in 2005. It requires agencies to withhold 3% of contractors' payments against their future tax bills. Well, the day of reckoning has come, and IRS issued a final rule yesterday. The good news is agencies have a year to figure out how to deal with this controversial rule. The bad news is the work starts now. Joining us to sort it all out is Steve Charles, Executive Vice President of the Immix Group, a company that represents hundreds of contractors selling to the federal government. Mr. Charles, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So tell us what this rule is all about and what the background here is. Why are we dealing with this now?
Well, it's been a long time coming. Actually, back in 2005, Congress passed legislation to prevent tax increases and needed to fund that Tax Increase Prevention Act by putting in place something here that was supposed to raise about $7 billion aimed at collecting taxes from contractors who apparently don't pay income tax.
So the burdens that it will place on federal agencies would be what? How would this work?
Oh, that's the real story here. Government agencies, federal, state, and local, are now going to be required to withhold taxes, just like employers withhold taxes for employees.
So that sounds like a huge new apparatus that agencies don't have now that they would have to set up.
Absolutely. Earlier last week at a conference, someone from Tech America asked a prominent CIO about this, and that CIO had not heard of this requirement. Agencies are totally unaware that they're going to have to change their accounting and payment systems to withhold this money and then report it to the IRS.
But don't they already have apparatus like that in place for their own employees?
They would for their own employees. True, but those systems are really, I figure those systems are really separate from the disbursement systems. You know, payment offices are typically dealing with payments to contractors, payments to recipients of federal aid. Those are the people now, and those systems are going to have to do this withhold and then report to IRS using the Form 945 and be held accountable for reporting the right amount, including payment and interest if they don't withhold according to the rule.
Now, is this all contracts or contracts above a certain size? I mean, are there any limits on this law?
Yeah, it includes all disbursements, not just contracts, but also federal aid. The only exception that I can find contractually are top secret, spooky kind of contracts.
We're talking with Steve Charles, the co-founder and executive vice president of Immix Group. So this hasn't been implemented yet, and as you were just illustrating, a lot of agencies don't even know about it yet. So what can we look for down the road over the next year that shows that this is not only going to come to fruition, but that agencies have to get ready for it?
Sure. Well, agencies are obviously going to have to adjust their payment systems to accommodate this, but not just at the federal, also at the state and local level. And in fact, some states are already mounting protests to this, accusing the government of passing yet another unfunded mandate. DOD actually did an extensive report on this a couple of years ago that indicated their cost to change their systems would amount to $17 billion over the next 5 years to actually phase that in, and that was several years ago. So this is a significant change and will impact federal and state and local entities right down to the grassroots. So I expect a great hue and cry, and I'm hoping that it is the government itself that will petition Congress to change this.
Now, what about contractors? They're not going to get all their money every time they get paid. What's the effect on them?
Well, it's 3% deduction on every invoice, even for progress payments. Even for like fuel surcharges or materials under a time and materials contract, things that you don't make any money on, the government's still going to grab 3%.
So the onus then would be on the agencies and not so much on the contractors to report? I mean, I'm thinking about it from a very personal kind of when I have my money withheld by my employer, I still have to report and file my taxes. I'm just wondering where the onus lies.
Sure. It's exactly like your situation with your employer. In fact, I went back and reread the rule yesterday and actually looked at it in context of the IRS code. And it is in the same section that governs all of the other kind of withholding activities that employers must do on behalf of their employees. Employers become responsible for that portion of it. But yes, the employee must file their own income taxes. And just like an employee has to file their own taxes, so companies will continue to file their own tax returns. But like employers are responsible to the IRS for withholding properly and paying that money, so the governmental entities will now be required to withhold properly and pay the IRS.
So the IRS has issued a final rule, but they had the authority, it looks like, to delay it for a year. Was the purpose of the delay to give the government a chance to get their arms around it?
I suspect that was the purpose. You realize this was passed back in 2005. It was supposed to go into effect a couple years later. Congress has repeatedly kicked the can down the road, procrastinating the implementation of this. The rule writers finally had to write the rule because Congress refused to extend the extend this, and as a result, we have a rule that kicks in here in about 18 months, and IRS, I don't think anybody in government or in the contracting community is happy about having to create a whole new apparatus for collecting taxes for money that the government spends, whether it's with contractors or in the form of financial aid or grants.
Well, they say that, you know, in a small business, you can die waiting for your receivables. And so the government sometimes takes a little while to get around to paying people. And so I would imagine small businesses, given the length of time it takes to get paid, minus the 3%, could really rethink whether it's worth doing business with the federal government.
It really impacts people who sell products. I know from a reseller perspective, which is something that we do at Immix Group, when we sell a product to the government, our margin is typically around 5%. To keep the math simple, if I sell the government a $100 item, that means $95 of that goes right back out to pay for the item I just sold. I get to run my business on $5. Well, that will change. I will have to run my business on $2 because the government is going to keep $3.
Would you then rethink your relationship with the federal government because of this rule?
We'll think about raising our prices.
Yeah, so we pay one way or another. Now, in theory, of course, the money should balance out in the end after a company pays its taxes, but I imagine there's an opportunity cost of that money tied up with the federal government instead of with your own whatever
Absolutely.
System you have.
Absolutely. Opportunity cost and actual cost of money. We figured here that as a reseller, the government will be withholding close to 3 times the amount of our tax liability, and it'll take us at least a year, if not 15 months or more, to get that money back. Running at the rate we're running right now, it amounts to about it amounts to an interest-free loan to the government of about $1 million a year. And then what else could we be doing with that $1 million? So, you know, 8% of a million plus the opportunity cost. Yes, there's a real cost here, but it's also going to require a whole new tax collection apparatus on the side of the government. So I think government and recipients of government funds really ought to lock arms here and petition Congress for a simpler way to implement tax enforcement.
Steve Charles is the Executive Vice President of the Immix Group. Mr. Charles, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.